Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see all of you here. Good to see your smiling faces of encouragement. The worship of God through singing is found throughout the Bible. Angels sang at creation. Moses and the children of Israel sang a song after being delivered from the Egyptian army at the Red Sea. David led Israel in singing when the ark was returned from the Philistines. And as scripture would show, he also did a lot of dancing too. David was inspired to write many songs. And as we read in the songs, and actually if you understand the word song, psalm in Hebrew means praise. Lots of songs of praise in Psalms. Jesus, our Messiah, and the disciples sang at the Last Supper too. So there's lots of examples, and there are many more examples in the Bible of singing and giving praise and worship to God. They sang and they worshiped. You know, singing is an important part of our worship to God. We just sang three songs of worship to God. And I would like to talk about worshiping God in song and start by showing some of its benefits. Because there's a great deal of research that's been done on singing and its benefits. God created us to respond to singing. And a lot of the research shows that not only do we get physiological, but we get emotional benefits as well from singing. There's a study at the University of Manchester about a little organ called the sacculus. The sacculus resides in your inner ear. It's very, very small, but it responds to frequencies commonly found in music and is connected to the part of the brain that registers pleasure. It is only responsive to low-frequency, high-intensity sounds, which include singing, and it actually gives a direct sense of happiness that you can actually feel. It's tangible. When you actually accentuate this thing. And even if you can't sing a tune or you don't think you can sing a tune or carry a tune, your own voice, the voice that God gave you, your singing voice, is key to properly experiencing the pleasure of the sacculus and as it activates your brain. God gave you a singing voice, and whether you think you're on key or not, He gave you that. Have you ever watched a little kid sing? I have this niece when she was young. She used to sit and she'd sing, and some of it was singing and some of it was babbling, but she was doodling and she was doing stuff like that. But boy, I've never seen her in a more happy state. She was happy, she was singing, she didn't care about if anybody else was listening, she didn't care if she was on tune, she was happy. And you could just see the joy. And kids are really good at that. And as we get older, we get a little more self-conscious and our singing becomes we're a little more reticent to sing because we're worried about our voice. But kids are a very good example of having pleasure just singing. Another study, University of California. Researchers there measured the amount of disease-fighting proteins in the saliva of the Pacific Chorale members at rehearsals and performances. Now, isn't that an exciting thing to do? What do you do? I measure saliva. Yeah, that's what I do. But the level of one antibody, which is called immunoglobulin A, and this antibody happens to be the dominant one that fights against respiratory illness, okay? They measured this, and it increased 150% after the rehearsal and by 240% after the performance. And it was further correlated that the more passionate the performer felt when singing, the greater the effect. Just fascinating. Fascinating study. And you'd think that if you were performing, you'd just be stressed out and it would make things worse. That's not the case. Your body responds positively to singing, particularly when you're passionate about it. This is the way God made you and me. It's how we're made. Singing also turns away negative emotions. I really love this one research thing. I wanted to get more on it. But essentially, this other research suggests that it is impossible to sing and to worry at the same time. It's impossible. And I have to think about that. When I sing, it's hard for me to think about much. You know, I'm just kind of happy. And there's other research that shows that you can't sing and foster hate or anger at the same time. And at first I was like, well, wait a minute. There's a lot of rap music out there. There's, what do you call it, acid rock. I guess you could call this forms of entertainment. I wouldn't call it music. But I thought, well, wait a minute, aren't they singing? I mean, and there's a lot of anger in their message. But if you really look at it, when they sing, if you can call it singing, when they actually rap, they're actually not singing. They are using they're using their voices strongly. They spoke or yell with inflection. And actually, with one of the acid rock singers, a lot of the real heavier stuff that's really anger driven, they aren't even yelling. They're actually just screaming. That's all they're doing. They're not singing. And you know, it's my own little speculation, but I figure they would have a really difficult time getting out their message of hate if they didn't feel hate themselves while they're singing it. You know, it's just interesting how God makes us and how we react to singing. Singing also has a profound effect on child development. There's a pediatrician in Switzerland who wrote just a bunch of things, and I tried to just extract a few excerpts from that article. Babies in utero, so babies in the womb, they begin forming the ear at 6 weeks. Voices, vibrations, sounds have a bearing not only on their physical but also their emotional development. And there's just all these examples about how mothers who sang to their children and what a calming effect it had on their babies while they're in the womb. And also just how voice is the first and primary connection with our children. And not only do they have it when they're just really little, singing and music have a powerful effect on preschoolers and kindergarten-age children as well. It influences their language development. It increases concentration, memory, visual, listening skills, spatial orientation, and even physical coordination. It's just amazing the impact. God made us to respond to singing. He made us that way. We find in Scripture that we are to sing in a way that is actually consistent with prayer. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, it's 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, it reads, "What is the conclusion then?" The conclusion is this: I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. Now, are we beginning to see the connection here? God created music to teach us. He created music to temper negative emotions, to enhance our physical well-being, but most importantly, to grant us spiritual joy and understanding in worshiping Him in song. I mean, our worries, they dissipate, our joy increases, and we draw closer to God while praising Him by His very design of how we're made, by His very design. I'd like us to turn to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, and we'll read verses 18 through 21. Ephesians 5, 18 through 21. It says, "Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation." So don't do this. But let me tell you what you do do. "But be filled with the Holy Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God." You know, God not only uses the tools of singing for us to worship and thank Him, He uses it as a tool for us to exhort one another, to encourage one another, to bind us together, to even submit one to another. Singing. I mean, think about it. I mean, we know that from the examples here that singing affects our learning, our health, our well-being, our sense of peace. Now let's add the dynamic, the absolutely awesome dynamic of God's presence and worship of Him in spirit and in truth and seeking Him. Consider the strength of those in combination. I'd like to close by referring to Psalms 105, verses 1 through 3. Psalms 105, verses 1 through 3. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him. Sing songs of praise. Sing songs to Him. Talk of all His wonderful and wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. And let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord." When we worship God, we seek Him. When we sing to Him, we feel joy. It's how we are made. We were built that way. And God is our life giver and very worthy of our praise, all of our praise for everything He does for us. So as we do in prayer, let us also do in worship and God in song, giving Him credit for all good things that He gives.